The London smog and the photochemical smog then both contain aerosol particles. The bag house that I told you about and the Cottrell precipitator, they both collected particulate material at the base of them. That material is called fly ash. Municipal incineration also generates fly ash, and fly ash is not particularly good stuff. It often has quite toxic metals in it, so it's material that's going to have to be dumped in quite a careful manner, which we'll talk about when we get to that part of the course. Oh, not Robbie again. Hello? Yeah, good. Hey, Andrew, I'm in a lecture at the moment. Can I give you a buzz back in a second? Yeah, we'll do. Catch ya. Bye. Bye. Okay. That one wasn't Robbie. That's all right. Why is that phone not on mute? Okay. The diesel engines, as I said, are being modified quite substantially these days so that they don't generate large amounts of particles, but any old diesel that's on the road certainly does. So I'm sure you've all travelled behind diesels that generate large black clouds as they start up. That's a characteristic of diesels without modern technology in place. The larger the diesel, the worse the problem. The smoke particles that we find in bushfires, as we're all well aware, reduce visibility substantially, as do the particles in these London and photochemical smogs. Now, particles smaller than 10 micrometres then will interfere with health, and particles smaller than 2.5 micrometres will potentially cross into the bloodstream. The Victorian body that looks after air quality is the EPA. They look at visibility as an indicator of the amount of particulate load in the atmosphere. Anything below 20 kilometres then indicates this significant pollution starting to occur. To measure that, we're looking at total suspended particulates, TSP, and they should be less than 90 micrograms per metre cubed. We can subdivide that into the different fractions, the PM10, PM2.5 micron fractions, and Brisbane exceeds this in the CDB quite frequently, and even the PM10 values. Now, the particulate measurements were carried out in the past using automatic high-volume samplers. These days, they've actually moved through to a different type of sampler and now works on a quartz microbalance. So in the lab, you guys use a classic analytical balance, which will work down to sub-milligram values, okay, so 0.1 of a mig. If you go down to a microgram level, then you use what's called a quartz microbalance. Jamie Seymour had a quartz microbalance at some stage for some reason, I'm not quite sure. You can now couple those quartz microbalance across to a size-selective inlet and get real-time readings of these PM 2.5 and PM10 particles. So that thing is called a tapered element quartz microbalance, and that's what they're now using in these automatic networks. So rather than gravimetrically collect the material, they're actually doing it on a filter, microbalance, tapered element. Yeah. It's called a TEM, tapered element quartz microbalance.